Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to have us try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a little bit better. It's been quiet the last couple weeks, but I'm Pastor Jason, and I'm the pastor here at Lost Creek, and we want to welcome all of you today. We're so glad that you're here today, and we welcome every one of you, and those that will be listening later on online that want to listen, they can. And we are so glad that you're here today, and what a blessing to be able to be together in God's house and pray for one another, support one another, worship, and learn and grow in our faith. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about we are all hungry for something. And we'll be talking about that, and it's not going to be food if your mind has started to go to that already. So let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria as we begin this morning.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the
join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Bless the Lord with heart and soul, for God is great.
We will bless God in this time of worship.
God's Spirit renews the face of the earth.
God renews us in this time of worship.
The bread of life has come among us. Well, let's join together there. If you'd like to turn in your hymn books, you're welcome to 368. God will take care of you, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing all four verses this morning.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you through days of toil and heart doth fail. God will take care of you when danger's fierce your path assail. God will take care of you. God will take care. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will.
refrain again.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you.
God will take care of you. Yes, God will, every day through all the day. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Gracious God, we give thanks for your presence among us. In the chaos of our lives, you provide calm, healing, and sanctuary. May your spirit fill the atmosphere as we gather in your name from car to pew. Open our receptivity to your word and inflame our imagination with your spirit. Amen. And you may be seated, and I'm going to invite our kids if they would make their way down this morning. And as they're heading downstairs, we are going to go to our time of prayer. this morning. And if you have a joy or concern, we are going to let you have a chance to share that this morning before we go to prayer. So someone this morning who would like to start. So I hope that means it was better than you thought it was going to be. Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes. I thought I saw another hand. Yep.
I have three, actually. A sister-in-law and brother-in-law.
Both of them are
moving down for rehab. Fractures. And then I have a friend
who lives
next door who's also in another one for rehab.
Okay, so all three of them are for rehab, right? They're now in rehab. Okay. Can you give me first names for all three of them?
Nancy.
Nancy.
Richard.
Richard.
Darlene.
Darlene, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, she was telling me about them before the service, how a couple of them fell and broke their femurs. Yep, so, and then another one broke something else, if I remember right. But anyways, I just wanted to get their names because I couldn't remember them. And we'll pray for them as they're for healing and recovery. And I'm going to stick my, if I can remember her name, my great niece on here. I know I can't remember. Hang on, I'll think about it before it's all over. She broke her femur, and the bottom, there's a bottom part of your foot under all that padding, there's a little bone up in there, and she cracked that, and that's the one that they want to keep a close eye on because she's 12, and make sure that that heals correctly so she doesn't have any problems walking in the future. Brandy's daughter. I can't, it's Stella. Thank you. Yes, Stella. I knew I'd remember it sooner or later. Yes, because we'll put her for healing and recovery for rehab also. Somebody else. Yes. Thank you.
And then that Mary Jo that, you know, had fallen, she is in rehab, but they said she's starting now to be able to talk, and so that's
a good thing, yes. Definitely want to keep Ashley in our prayers.
And the last one is Joe Wilson. I talked to him. He's just been totally down trying to heal those things. And Shauna is doing great with the baby and Miranda. And she's supposed to come home. He thinks the 22nd of August, if everything keeps going good.
Good. Thank God for that. Remember the daughter and then the baby, we were concerned about preeclampsia. And so we're thankful. They'll probably keep an eye on her a little bit longer, but thank God for that. That's good news there. Because that always concerns me when I hear about preeclampsia situations. So somebody else. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Monthly. And she had major surgery this last week. Cancer was found besides the operation, and so she'll be going through a lot of treatment.
Treatments, yes.
My sister-in-law's father died. That's the Thompson.
Thompson? Okay. Thompson family with the loss of that loved one. She prayers for that. And Donna, who was mentioned last week and prayed for cancer. And she's on our monthly. Yes. Somebody else.
Remember Tommy?
Yep, I got him written down.
Yeah, he tore his rotator cuff, had surgery Friday, went well. It's just his stubbornness is in him, and Lisa's going to have her hands full with him. So we're healing and patient for all of them.
Yeah. Yes, definitely, because Brad can tell you about rotator cuff and doing things too hurriedly and not taking the pain meds. I remember how he was telling me that pain was excruciating. And so, yes, we definitely want to keep Tommy in our prayers. And I, yeah.
My grandmother, Jean Winker, she fell last Monday and broke 7 ribs.
Oh.
So she really needs some prayers for healing.
Definitely.
She's in Pickle Manor now, just for healing until she's a little stronger than the letter going on. She had COVID as well, but she seems to be getting over that pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've heard some. You're starting to hear it kind of going around some, and they're talking about different symptoms this time with people, but definitely need to keep Gene. Wow, 7 broken ribs. Holy mackerel. Deep breaths, laughing, coughing. Whew. Yeah. Somebody else. Yes.
I have 2 unspoken, and then a joy. Today is my parents' 63rd anniversary.
Ah, great. That's great. Congratulations on that one. Wow, 63. Wow, wonderful. Somebody else.
Maria had some good news, but she had to go downstairs. Her granddaughter, her name just left me.
Callie,
who has the recurring disease. It was the 3 months, and the time for her to have another setback was this weekend. It passed, and she did not have a setback. First time. So, wonderful news.
Yes, that is. And we had added her to our monthly calendar or monthly prayer list. And if you didn't hear that, Callie has something they don't, it's in the autoimmune category. It's a strange thing that happens. And she would have spells like every 3 months, like clockwork. And she just said that when it was time to come around this time again, she didn't have it. So we are very thankful for that. And we want to continue. Callie's on our monthly list, a prayer list, and we want to continue lifting her. Well, anybody else? There's lots of them already. My page is almost full. Did I miss somebody?
Carrie Ellifritz is a new grandma.
Oh, really? Yes, that's right. I said congratulations on Facebook. Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, is that great, great?
Great.
Great, great, great. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have said great, great. Yes, I thought it was great grandchild, yes. And yeah, that's just wonderful. And yeah, it was, yeah, so wonderful. Somebody else. All right. Well, lots of needs there. We thank God for the joys that we always hear, and but there's lots of needs, and maybe if one of those names comes into your... Oh, wait a minute, got another one?
We had prayed for Crystal Ayers, the wife of one of the Troy elementary principals. Last I heard, she's been moved to rehab, to do rehab, so prayers for continued healing and strength for her.
Yes, if you remember a couple weeks ago, I shared she was the one that was biking, wasn't it? Oh, running, and got hit by a car in Troy. And lots of broken things. And it was, yeah. So we're glad to hear that she's out of the hospital and starting rehab. And that's good road to discovery or recovery. So lots of names there. But as she plays, we'll give you a chance to pray there quietly in your seats. And if some of those names come to your mind, I just encourage you to lift them up or whatever may be on your heart today. And then I'll come and close us out. Gracious God, we thank you that we are able to come to you, whatever we're experiencing in life, that we can talk to you, that we can bring our pain, our hurts, our suffering, whatever it may be, our needs to you, and that you hear. And you work in our lives in ways that sometimes we don't always understand and sometimes very easily with answers. But today, Lord, we are grateful that we can call upon you. And we think about each one that has been mentioned, so many different ones today. We think of Gene today, Gene and Tommy, Lord. And Crystal and Nancy and Richard and Darlene and Stella and Esther and Mary Jo and Ashley and Bill and Donna. Lord, we just ask for your presence and your healing touch to be with each one of these as they are in need of your grace today and your presence in a very special way. Some of them need your healing touch, especially. Some of them need your healing strength as they are going through rehab and recovery, Lord. And some of them just need your faith and love and grace in their lives. Lord, thank you that you are able to work in such wondrous ways as we read about in the scriptures, your mighty works that you do. Lord, we also lift up our fair kids, our young people and their families as they will be starting on Friday. And God, we just ask that you'd watch over all of them and keep them safe and protect them and help them to have a wondrous growing journey through all of that as they work hard and show off the hard work that they've done in so many different ways, from clothing and animals and just all areas, Lord. And even some of our adults that are involved with the various things at the fair. And God, we just ask that your blessing will be with all of them. And Lord, we also lift up the Thompson family with the loss of the loved one. God, we pray for your comfort and peace for them. We pray for these two unspoken needs and maybe others that may have come in today with needs on their heart that they didn't want to share or maybe couldn't share. God, we just ask that you would reach down and minister today as only you can into lives, into situations, into family members, whatever that it may be, God, that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. And we're grateful and thankful for that. Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list that we had mentioned during that time. And God, so many of them, the many of them battling cancer and needing treatments, God, and we just pray for your touch and your healing and your strength and faith for each one of them. And then others that are battling other situations and some of our men and women that are serving in the military, Lord. God, that you will continue to watch over them and keep them safe and give them wisdom as they lead and guide there. And Lord, we thank you for all of these things. And we continue to pray for peace in our world and continue to thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and in our community. And Jesus, we thank you most of all that you are the bread of life, that you feed us and satisfy us and in ways that we cannot even begin to calculate or imagine. And we pray that you'll continue to do that as we continue to worship today, as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today. I believe that is one of the missions that Jesus calls the church to be involved with. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord now with our giving, and we want to thank you for your faithfulness. It is your generosity and giving that continues the work of the ministry here in our local church and continues to fund our missions and all of our activities and outreaches in so many ways. So as our ushers come, God bless you as you give today. Join together for our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin. God of miraculous grace, transform our gifts into ministry so that in our giving others may be fed. In your nurturing name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages this morning that we're going to be looking at. Both of them are our lectionary readings. One's the Old Testament lectionary reading, and the other comes from our gospel reading here. The first one, Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 6, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint if you would like to. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the Sin Desert, which is located between Elim and Sinai. They set out on the 15th day of the second month after they had left the land of Egypt. The whole Israelite community complained against Moses and Aaron in the desert. The Israelites said to them, "Oh, how we wish the Lord had just put us to death while we were still in the land of Egypt. There we could sit by pots cooking meat and eat our fill of bread. Instead, you brought us out here into this desert to starve this whole community assembling to death. Then the Lord said to Moses, I'm going to make bread rain down from the sky for you. The people will go out each day and gather just enough for that day. In this same way, I'll test you to see whether or not they'll follow my instructions. On the sixth day, when they measured out what they had collected, it will be twice as much as they collected on other days. So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, this evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And then John chapter 6, verses 28 through 35. They ask, and they is the crowd, what must we do in order to accomplish what God requires? Jesus replied, this is what God requires, that you believe in him whom God sent. They asked, well, what miraculous sign will you do that we can see and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I assure you, it wasn't Moses who gave the bread from heaven to you, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said, sir, give us this bread all the time. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I like to start with something funny. I've liked this one, and I don't want you to take it too personal, but it has to do with the fair. So here we go. Year after year, Stumpy and Martha attended the fair in their home state, and every summer it was the same story. Stumpy was tantalized by the old-fashioned biplane in which anyone could ride for $10, and Martha was disgusted every year by such an obvious waste of money. $10 is $10, she would always say. And Stumpy would go home without an airplane ride. Well, one year, Stumpy said, Martha, there's that biplane again. I'm 81 years old, and this year I want to go for a ride. Martha kind of mumbled, there you go again. Don't you realize $10 is $10? At this point, the man who owned the biplane and heard the entire conversation intervened. Listen, you two, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you both a ride for free if you promise not to say anything during the flight. If you speak one word, I'll charge you both $10. Stumpy and Martha thought, hey, that sounded fair. And off they went. The pilot put on quite a show. He took his plane through banks and spins and loop-de-loops and then did the whole thing over again. Amazingly, he never heard a single word. When the plane landed, he looked over at Stumpy and said, I have to admit, I'm impressed. You guys never spoke once. Well, said Stumpy, I was going to say something when Martha fell out of the plane, but you know $10 is $10. I always got a kick out of that one. The true bread from heaven, the true bread for heaven. We are all hungry for something. For example, most everyone is looking for answers to three fundamental questions in life. Who am I? Where do I fit? and why am I here? These questions of identity, belonging, and purpose can be thought of as hungers that we have. We can also have other hungers for things like acceptance, contentment, peace, hope, and on and on and on I could go. In the Exodus story, we hear how God provided manna in the wilderness for the children of Israel. Yet they were never satisfied. And if we would have kept reading on in the chapter, we would have found out that they went out every day and did this, but then they started to do things a little different than what God had instructed, and then things started to change, and they started to complain again. When the people following Jesus mentioned the manna in the wilderness, Jesus starts to contrast bread that perishes with bread from heaven that God gives. And two questions out of that kind of I want to focus on this morning. What is it? And I'll say more about that because that comes from the Exodus passage. And who is it that comes from the John passage? And let's see if this can help us with our lives today. Let's look at the first question, and it is, what is it? And the answer is manna. Manna. When the Israelites ran out of food, they began to complain. I mean, are we any different when things don't always go our way? I was thinking about this when I was thinking about the message again this morning, and as I was driving in, and I started to think about this week, this past week I had, and on, I think it was Friday, I was talking, or maybe it was Saturday, I was talking a little bit to Jody, and I said, man, I said, I don't know what is going on, but I said, I've just been grumpy this week. Grumpy and irritable. I mean, just little things would irritate me, and I get frustrated and grumpy about stuff so easily. And I said, I don't know what is going on. And we have days like that. I have days like that. I have mornings like that or whatever. We all do. But I don't like it when it keeps going on for almost a week, it seems like. And I thought, Lord, what is happening? I'm going to say more about that in a moment. But they began to complain. And here's the background. The Israelites had been, God had miraculously brought them out of Egypt, out of slavery and from underneath the Pharaoh's hand. They saw the parting of the Red Sea, and they went through and came out on the other side in this great victory. And as they, in about 2 months into the wilderness, as they were heading to Sinai, they began to complain. And as we read, I could almost, how many of you know, and I've shared this many times before, but how many of you remember Hee-Haw? And remember that little episode, that tiny episode that was always in Hee-Haw, where those four guys got together and they're, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Ooh, you know, and yeah. I can almost hear it. They began to complain, and they said, at least when we were slaves in Egypt, we had all this food we could eat and bread and everything. Well, Moses kind of got tired of it. And we didn't read. If we had read a little further, we would have found out more about this. So Moses has a talk with God. And God says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Well, God did. And God told Moses, I'm going to rain down from heaven bread for them. And so here we see God met their complaint by raining bread from the sky for the people. You know, when I was thinking about that, that really jumped out at me. Because later, when you start to get into the book of Numbers, and the people are complaining all the time, God finally starts to get fed up with them.
and says, listen, if that's all you're going to do, you won't enter the promised land.
But early on, I want you to see how God met their complaint. He met the need in their life in that moment. And it just amazed me. And here's what happened. We didn't read far enough to see it, but the next morning, when the dew fell on the grass, the little bit of grassy areas in the wilderness they were in, and when the dew evaporated, there was this white, flaky substance that was left behind. And when they tasted it, they said it tasted like wafers with honey. And they began to collect it, and they found out, we can grind this and use it as flour. It's the most unusual story in all of the Hebrew Bible. And when the Israelites first saw this flaky white substance in the grass, they said to one another, what is it? And the Hebrew word or expression for what is it is manhu, where we get our English word manna from. For they did not know what it was, and they called it manna. Now, what is manna? Manna represents God's care in the wilderness, in their trying times. But we were also told, if you remember, we read that part, that it was also a time of testing to see if they would listen to what God was saying and follow God's instructions. And this draws on this aspect from Deuteronomy, where Moses makes this statement. And Jesus reiterates it in the Gospels where he says, humans are not sustained by bread alone, but also by the very living word of God. And that sets the scene. What is it? Now that brings me to the next question that's offered, or at least that I offer, is who is it? Jesus. The bread of God. And two things I see there. First of all, Jesus is the bread from heaven who gives life to the world. These are Jesus' words. The people responded when they heard this, all this talk about what was going on. Give us this bread all the time. And Jesus replies, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty again. What's being said here? I think what Jesus is trying to say is that, or Jesus invites us to come to him, trust in him, so that we can experience satisfaction in life. That he's the one that can meet the needs in our lives so that we're not hungry or thirsty. And not only that, but Jesus is the bread from heaven who feeds us so we never go hungry or thirsty. As I was thinking about that, what is Jesus saying for us today? These are some things I just want you to think about. Jesus feeds us in our distress. Jesus sustains us in the wilderness. Jesus graces us in our pain. Jesus is God's presence to us when we feel alone. Jesus is rest in the demands of life. Jesus is peace in the disruptions of life. Jesus is community to us, because he says, when we gather together, there am I with you in our isolation. Jesus is security to us in the uncertainties of life. Jesus is the bread that satisfies our soul. In other words, he gives us what we need most. Maybe love, acceptance. He meets us where we are in life. What are you hungry for? What are you needing? You know, there are so many false breads in our world today. people, things, whatever else that so many think can satisfy them. But only Jesus is the true bread from heaven. And as we come to the Lord's table here this morning and partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine, may we claim Jesus once again, the bread of God, the bread of heaven, the bread of life. Listen to those three. The bread of God, the bread of heaven, the bread of life, as the one who meets us today in our needs. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's prepare our hearts to share together at the table. And like always, we always begin with our thanksgiving and confession. And we want to take a moment to do that. And I'm going to invite you, if you'd like to pray with me there on the PowerPoint this morning as we prepare for communion. Creator God, risen Christ, Holy Spirit, moment by moment you sustain us and give us life. We confess that we have sought life elsewhere. God, have mercy. We confess that in our hunger we have sought other sources. God, forgive us. Teach us that our hunger and thirst is for you alone. Teach us to turn to you and receive life in each moment. Christ, you are the bread of life. Come and feed our hearts and souls. Come, Holy Spirit, and transform us by your grace. Amen. I believe that prayer of longing today is something that God longs to meet and answer. And I hope that as we partake today, that we will experience the presence and grace of the Lord as we share together at the table. Well, I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses that are going to be helping us out this morning, if they would make their way as we prepare to share together at the table. You don't have to be a member of this church or attend here regularly to partake. We believe that the table is open to all to receive of the Lord today. Amen. On the night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this
in remembrance of me.
Let's partake. Later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's just take a couple minutes, shake a few hands, and say hi to one another, and share that blessing, and then we'll close out with our hymn there. If you'd like to use your hymn book this morning as we sing all four verses of a hymn that I have not sung in a long time, but when I was listening to it this week, I thought, oh my gosh, we need to sing this one again. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord. Together for our benediction, the bread of life has called and fed us. Yes, may the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.